Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, KK Canticat, for the Songbird. You are now tuned in to In My Mood. My mood for tonight is called Counting Stars. Now, the description on this mood is, we all go through hard times, even when it's dealing with family, losing a loved one, or when you just going, when you find yourself in a hard situation. But you know, sometimes we just gotta look at it, stare at it, remember it, embrace it, and then let it go. That is the point of this mood tonight. I want y'all to embrace the past, embrace what had happened to you in the past, embrace the fact that you that it hurt you, embrace the effect that you got afterwards.
It's so good.
Politics, system, policies, money banks, foundation, discoveries, mischievous and self-centered, development strategies, ineffective and not meant to affect the physics and spirits of mankind. In short, in effect, where do we go from here? When we lack love in our hearts, when we lack an open heart, a lie to ourselves and the one that truly love that we love. Truly, we don't really give a fuck. Another day has passed, my conscience turns to me once more for me to face an expectation which is coming up, yo. If flesh has overcome the spirit's eyes open but shut sight, love, we can't see the road cause I'm scared at the light. I got to go on, I got to move on. We got to go on, we got to move on. Cause if you don't search for the truth, your soul will definitely remain undone. I've left my shadow inside the time, so why we feel so big, don't get to oneself, say, would you hold, let the things that hurt you, to speak your mind, living in the bonnet, in your closet, for the rest of your life, you want to lie, it's just a cause of disorder for free, living in the bonnet, in your closet, for the rest of your life, you want to lie, it's just a cause of disorder for free, would you sell your soul for free?
Bye.
gonna remember you, you gonna remember me.
I'm gonna remember you, you gonna remember me.
I'm gonna remember you, you gonna remember me.
I'm gonna remember you, you gonna remember me.
Saw you with your new girl just yesterday, and I feel that I must confess, even though it kills me to have to say, I'll admit that I was impressed. Physically just short of affection, gotta commend you on your selection. Though I know I shouldn't be concerned, in the back of my mind I can't help but question.
Don't amount to you. sexy lingerie. And I remember it just like it was on yesterday, a Thursday. You told me you had fallen in love. I wasn't sure that I was. It's been a year, winter, summer, spring, and fall. But being without you just ain't living at all. If I could travel back in time, I'd relive the days you were mine. Even though it seems I have everything, I don't wanna be alone.
How can you forget? How you gonna act? Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. downs me, makes me wanna fly.
Baby, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars.
Everything that kills me makes me feel alive.
Can you tell me how can one miss what you've never had? How could I reminisce when there is no past? How could I have memories of being happy with you, boy? Can someone tell me how can this be? How could my mind pull up incidents, recall dates and times that never happened? How could we celebrate love that's too late? And how could I really mean the words about to say?
Cause it's been beating you.
Tell me what I'm gonna do. Yeah. If your heart's still mine, yeah, yeah.
Sorry, but anyways, that song I had just played was by Aaliyah. That song called I Miss You. Now, let me tell you the reason why I played that song. Missing someone isn't bad at all. Actually, missing someone can be very healthy. And the reason why it is because being able to have the ability to think about someone, whether they been horrible, completely insane, or even if it's a thing, the fact that you're able to think about the good things that you've had with that person or the good things that you've had with that thing is healthy. Those are actually the things that actually keeps us moving and has us continue to move on through life, to keep moving forward. So no, don't feel guilty because you miss a person or because you miss what happened, regardless if the person turned out to be a complete jerk or a complete idiot, regardless of the fact that that person turned out to be a whole new person, regardless of the fact that they're not even your friend anymore, regardless of the fact that whatever item that you've had that you're missing broke. You should think about the fact that you've had some good times, you've had some good things, and it's okay. So no, you're not going to be judged. You're not going to be judged for missing a person. You're not going to be judged for missing the thing that you had or missing some old moments that probably were even reckless, whether it was, as long as it made you laugh. It could have been a fight, yes. It could have been a stressful conversation, but you know what, in the end, you laughed about it. You laughed at the fact that it didn't make no complete sense at all, but you know what? It made you happy. And you know what? Thank goodness you don't think like that again, or thank goodness you don't have to do it, because when you keep these memories in mind, when you keep these things in mind, these puzzles that's consistently running through your head, whether they're bad or good, when you keep them in your mind, you're able to approach a situation the way you want to approach it and not have to make the same mistake again, which is why memories are very healthy. So, yes, you can miss a person, but remember what happened between you and that person, or remember the reason why it happened, or remember it. That's good to remember it. And just remember that you are healthier because of that. So go ahead. Think about the memories. Think about them. That hurtful time. Think about some happiness, the happiness, that those happy moments, the moments that made you laugh. Think about that last time you and that special someone had. And move away. This is a song by Marsha Ambrosius. This is Far Away.
That you ain't coming back. In the beginning everything was cool, toward the end of it all it's all bad. I know I played my part in making it what it is, and I know that you did the same. I guess I'm up out of here, I'm moving on again. I'm sure that you will understand. I play by the rules, you play by the rules. easier to say. Cause I was by your side when you went through the pain. I guess it doesn't matter now that you're so far away. I can't believe that you're my way. Can't get you out of my mind, boy, you're out of my life. I can't believe that you're my way.
Not anymore. a man that's gonna give his best, 'cause I'm giving my best. A man that wants to cherish this and knows exactly how to hold me. Not some silly little boy who on my goodie 'cause he took me to the movie.
KK Canticasa once again, because I just loved how I wrote it. Here it goes. It's difficult to get through a year, especially when you've lost a loved one, friendship, fallen out of love, or if you're going or have gone through hard times. But sometimes you just got to push through it. Remember it, embrace it, then let it go. Which is why I'm about to play this song by Keisha Coles.
Turn it on.
talking about women, I'm talking about men too, but it mainly leans toward the women because we always have this feeling that something is wrong or something is out of place and it's just not right. Most of the times, 99%, we're telling the truth. But you know what? Also, 99%, we don't even listen to ourselves, which is the downfall. So, what you want to do is try to exercise your first instinct. And I'm not talking about the one where you start to guess what he's doing or what the heck's going on. And you create all this imagination in your head, and you start to think, oh, my gosh, he's doing this, he's doing that, that thing. Because when you're about to lose something or when you feel that you're separating or that person is just not right, most likely your feelings are starting to change about that person. And so before the storm, it's best to just shake it off.
Everybody just bounce. Cause my love, it ain't the same, and you keep on playing games like you know I'm here to stay.
Shake it off.
Just like the cows on commercial life. Really,
gotta get up out of here and go somewhere.
Gotta
make that move,
yeah.
Find somebody who appreciates all the love I give. Boy, I gotta
shake it off.
Gotta do what's best for me, baby, and that means I gotta
shake it off.
By the time you get this message, it's gonna be too late. So don't bother paging me, cause I'll be on my way.
Get past all my diamonds and clothes, it's after mama, she knows.
Figure out. Oftentimes I
find myself asking why
am I taking so long to say this? But trust me, girl, I never meant to crush your world, and I never thought I would see the day we grow apart. And I wanna know, how do you let it go when you just don't know what's on the other side of the door, and you walk in
talk about.
Girl, I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. We just can't go on pretending that we get along, girl. How you not gonna see it? I just can't do it. Listen to your heart, girl, you know we should be apart. Baby, I just can't do it. And sometimes it makes me wanna cry.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Do you hear me crying?
Been my downfall.
Separate. What we got
All right, y'all, it's your girl, KK Candy Cast with a songbird, and you are tuned in to In My Mood. My mood for tonight is called Counting Stars. And, yes, I did come up with a question. I've asked it a few times on Twitter. I've got some interesting responses, and it's beneficial, and it's definitely definitely relevant to this show because I'm going to quote what I said earlier. Hoarding is unhealthy. Just take a step back and look at the big picture, then ask yourself, is keeping this really worth it? That goes for anything and everything. You could literally hoard everything, depending on exactly what it is. And although hoarding usually, they usually put hoarding towards things as far as, you know, like, I don't know, materialistic stuff, but I believe that it is possible that you could even hoard when it comes to one person, especially if that person is not even treating you right. The fact that you are keeping that person that makes you unhappy, and the fact that you are still holding it, holding that person, keeping a grip on that person, although that person isn't doing anything for you, or that person is just there and just not doing nothing. You're hoarding. Yes, you're hoarding. So I want y'all to think about it. Is that person really worth it? Is that person really worth you? And I'm going to say like what I said earlier. Yes, you could think about the memories, the good times. You could think about the bad times, the stuff that makes you laugh. But you really got to think about it, you guys. Hoarding is really not healthy. It will make you sick. Sometimes you just got to say bye.
Thank you. baby girl a message, saying I won't be coming home, I'd rather be alone. She doesn't fully understand me, and I'd rather leave than to cheat. If she give me some time, I can be the man she needs, but there's a lot of lust inside of me, and we've been together since our teenage years. I really don't mean to hurt her, but I need some time to be alone. But when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so sad now that I wanna leave. She's crying apart to me. How could you let this be? I just need time to stay where I wanna be, where I want. Decision that's so hard. Do I leave? Do I stay? Do I go? Well, think about my life and what matters to me the most. Girl, the love that we share is real, but in time your heart will heal. I'm not saying I'm gone, but I have to find.
Just want this to be the last time. We make sweet love, baby. I know you feel it too. It's bigger than the both of us. There's one thing I'm so certain of. I need you right now, I don't.
So that song was by Blackstreet, Before I Let You Go. Now, this mood, y'all, is called Counting Stars. And, all right, so recently my cousin has lost his beautiful pet. And I want to say rest in peace to that. And I'm just saying, the way he explained the story to me of how he lost his pet was just so happy to see him. And you know what? That's, I don't know, although this is an emotional state, an emotional period in this time, the thought of the fact that your pet was happy to see you and that's all that your pet wanted before actually letting go, is a very, very beautiful thought. And I hope that my cousin realizes this. Yes, it's sad, but I hope that he realizes this, that all his best friend wanted was to see him. So I want to say rest in peace to Diesel. This is In My Mood with Keke Kempikasa, the Songbird. And you're listening to A Mood on WHHA Radio Show. Now, when you've lost a friendship or you've lost a relationship of some sort, you begin to develop a certain type of attitude in the end, a certain type of attitude that makes you wonder why you was even emotional in the first place about this person, or why did you, why did it take you so long to realize that you really did not need the person in the first place? Which is why I want to play this song by LaToya featuring Ludacris, Regret.
He don't deserve you, deserve you. He gonna regret that he hurt you, hurt you.
With you, gave you swag and a duffel bag. You left the best you had. Now you're gonna act like that. I got you right. I changed your life. Suicide.
Me daddy in my house is your crib, and if he cries, I know how to control that. Give him some bottles of his Conjure cognac just to shut him up. She said you wasn't half the man I am, so I guess she had to juggle up. He's still trying to get back like the soldiers, dreaming and it's time to wake him up like Folgers. I just hold her, you used to put a loader up on the brain, but you lame, now it's over. I keep her by my side like a holster. I plan to make a full house, and I ain't talking about poker, but I might poke her and just stroke her, cause I'm about to treat her like a real man supposed to. Luda!
Ha!
I know you regret it, homie. You dropped your dime and I picked it up.
Regret the day that collide will be.
That song was by Mariah Carey called Hate You. So I had a question. If you could get rid of something you've had for something new, what would it be and why? So Jacob answered the question saying, I get rid of my current body in exchange for a new body. It at least the body I once had when I was 22. Now, a few other people answered the question of the night. D-Nice answered saying, I would say my shyness, but then again, some women might think it's cute. Why? Because I think being shy is silly, but I'm learning to hop out of my shell and messing with my squad, Team SSF. Jimmy B answered saying, nothing. I don't want to give any part of myself away. Now, it took me a minute to think of this question. Well, not think of this question, but it took me a while to decide if I was going to say this or not, but because I have an answer for it myself. Remember when I was talking about hoarding? This is why I asked that question. Now, if I could get rid of something that I've had for something new, what would it be and why? Well, my answer to the question of the night would have to be the fact that I get completely, I don't want to say attached, but the fact that I get so angry when something isn't going my way. Like, if I could replace that to a more diplomatic approach, then that would be awesome. Because when you get angry too fast, it like stops you from doing certain things. But I don't know, I decided to share that with y'all. This was In My Mood on WHJ Radio Show with your girl KK, Counting Stars. Now, you don't want to be counting stars forever. Make sure that you make your decisions and make them decisions clear. And once again, it's okay to miss something, but you want to make sure that you get yourself together, which is why I'm going to play this last song for tonight. Glenn Lewis, Don't You Forget It.
Don't you forget it, don't you forget it.